Uncle Laser here. America's built on fast cars, fast food, and even faster women. Photo Casino's built in America. You know what they're fast at? Fast cash prize redemption. You see, only Moto is U.S. owned and operated. Moto, it's American made. That's who we are, and that's who we care about. Play for free at Moto.us.
Moto Casino is a social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Moto.us for more details. Must be 21 plus.
Moto Casino. America's social casino.
Hurry into Menards right now and save big money. Miracle-Gro raised bed soil helps you grow bigger, more bountiful plants. It provides the right foundation your plants need to thrive with a 100% organic formula that requires no mixing. Add Miracle-Gro raised bed soil to help your plants grow with organic nutrients you can count on. Visit our garden center or check out our weekly flyer on Menards.com for more great deals happening now.
Save big money at Menards.
D-Mace, Finnegan and Donick, 102.5, 106.3, The Game. Derek Mason, Adam Finnegan here with you. Joined on our phone line, driven by WilsonCountyHyundai.com, by ESPN, NFL Nation, Titans reporter, Teron Davenport. And Teron, one thing that I appreciate and respect about you and the way you do your job is you are so level-headed and clear-headed about a lot of things. We are prone, some people more than others on the station, to be hyperbolic, but you keep it level, and I appreciate that. So I'm really curious about how you're going to answer this question. It does the Titans no good to win on Sunday, right?
I mean, it really doesn't do them any good. But first of all, I gotta, you know, the intro song, that is only something that a former producer of Talking with TD would play. My
yes,
guy,
sir.
David, I appreciate
it. Shout out David Janes. Shout out.
But all jokes aside, I don't see how this win would benefit the Titans. Obviously, as a player, you always want to win games. You don't take the field unless that's your intention. But, I mean, let's be real. You got the number one pick right there within your grasp, and at the very least, the number two. It's not a game that they should win. I'm never an advocate for tanking, but, I mean, I understand it in this situation.
So another thing that Derek has been adamant about, TD, and you know this having been around football as long as you have, there is no way that the players in that locker room, despite knowing what the situation is, they're not going to go out there and say, hey, it'd be really good for our franchise to lose this game so that they could draft someone to take my job. That's not going to happen. Brian Callahan still has to motivate these players to play one more game at home against a division rival, even if it's a division rival that could be resting some players. But what did you make of the mood of the locker room yesterday, knowing that Titans players know that people outside the locker room are hoping that they lose on Sunday?
Yeah, I think if you look, the mindset, you know, whether it's Calvin Ridley, Jarvis Brownlee Jr., pretty much all the guys we spoke to, it's, okay, pride's on the line. It's one more game, and you're playing for pride. And Calvin Ridley, he said it's, you know, your personal pride, playing for the team, the organization. He said Miss Amy. He said all of those things. And that's essentially why you want to go out and win. And, I mean, this sport is not one that can be played without intention to win, because if you do that, you're going to get hurt. And there's just so much work that goes into it. Even this week that we're in now, there's still going to be hard work that goes into it to be ready to play on Sunday. And there's no way that any of those guys will try to quit.
Now, Teron, what did you see out there in regards to the guys, demeanor, them coming on and off the field and on the sidelines? Because I know you had to be not only watching the game, but you're trying to watch everything that's going on, because this team is so bad that you're trying to look for every little thing that may sort of signify something. But what did you see from that team yesterday? Did you see a team quit, or did you see a team that's just not good enough?
No, it was a team that just wasn't good enough. That's really the bottom line, and that's the whole thing around it. You know, people think that they're tanking or anything like that. No, they're not tanking. They're just not good, you know, and they managed to come back and make it somewhat of a close game, but it still didn't, it just wasn't good enough in the end, you know, and the guys, they didn't quit. And, Calvin Ridley, he said that was something that he was proud of, that, you know, the guys actually were able to come back and make it a close game. But he was like, we got to play better from the start, you know, and that's really the bottom line. It's incomplete. You know, it's an incomplete program that they have going on right now. And there's too many errors, and it's not a situation where you have anybody that is head and shoulders above all the issues to erase them.
Now, what do you make of Tajay Spears? Because, I mean, the kid, he's a good football player. But the one thing that I know that coaches hate more than anything is a guy that every time you look, he's laying on the ground. Somebody has to come out there, see what's wrong with him, then he gets taken out of the game. And he may return, he may not return, but this is a guy that you can't quite depend on. For some reason, it just seems like to me, and maybe I'm just too sensitive when it comes to players and what they should do and what they shouldn't do, but it just seems like he's one of those guys that just gets these little injuries. I know it was a concussion yesterday, but he's had too many of these little things to make me think, if I'm a head coach or a GM, that I can rely on this guy for a whole season. He was having a phenomenal game, but it just seemed like every time something happens to him.
Yeah, it's unfortunate, the concussion. You know, he got dumped on his head, and the NFL pulled him, you know, and that's one of those things. But you are right. There's been a lot of just those nagging little injuries that have held him back. And originally that was the plan, was to keep both of those guys kind of balanced. And it just unraveled right from the start. You know, you look in the season opener, Pollard has 16 carries, Tajay had 4. And so it just didn't balance out the way that they projected it. And it's just crazy. That game that he had yesterday, to me, that's the Titans season. In a nutshell, he breaks 100 yards receiving. rushing. He has a negative rush. He falls underneath 100. On that rush, he slams to the ground. They evaluate him for a concussion. He's not able to come back in. He ends the game, guess what, under 100 yards. So it was a career high, but still the young man hasn't had a 100-yard rushing game, and that was his opportunity right then and there.
Now, listening to the broadcast, and I forget who sort of alluded to this, to Mason Rudolph being that bridge guy.
Yes, it was the sideline reporter, Aditi Kinkabwala, mentioned that in their meeting with Brian Callahan, he talked about how Mason Rudolph could be a quote-unquote bridge to the future for the Titans.
And is that even a smart decision based upon what you have seen of Mason Rudolph? Now, listen, Mason was able to at times sort of give you competent play, allow the offense to sort of move its way down the field. But you noticed yesterday, that first half of that game, I know it was raining, but Brian Callahan did not want to throw the football, and he did not want to throw the football down the field. It wasn't until the rain sort of subsided that he decided to try to push the ball down the field a little bit. But even with that, Rudolph doesn't have that type of arm that is going to allow you to be a down the field guy. So what do you make of Mason Rudolph potentially being a bridge quarterback to your next guy?
Look, I look at it this way. I think Callahan's going to be back. I said it 3 weeks ago on Stillman and Company. He's going to be back. But if he doesn't have a good start to next year, there's a very good chance that he's gone. So here's my thing. I would not trust my professional life with Mason Rudolph as my starting quarterback. Mm-hmm. You know, to me, that's like going to the Korean Veterans Bridge and walking on the railing. You know what I mean? Like, it's not a wise decision, you know. And I look, Mason Rudolph, I love the effort that he puts in, you know, as far as staying after practice, working through the game plan, doing all the things that he does. But at the end of the day, he's just not – what do we talk about, right? You need someone that's good enough to elevate above all the different errors that this team has. And he's a part of the errors, right, the interceptions. Even though I know it was a tip pass, yesterday, but I mean, there are some throws. You look 2 weeks ago, that was an error that really hurt them, you know. So when you have these things happening, you cannot be a guy that I could trust my professional life with. So that was my long way of saying I understand what he's saying, I hear what he's saying, but I don't ride with it.
Teron Davenport, ESPN NFL Nation Titans reporter, joining us on D-Maze, Vingan, and Donick. Teron, always a pleasure to speak to you, my friend. I hope you have a happy and healthy new year.
Oh, yeah, appreciate it. Hope you guys do as well. Looking forward to watching this Music City Bowl and these other games this upcoming days.
Absolutely. Teron Davenport joining us on the program, by the way. The Music City Bowl, you can hear it here, starting at 1:30. Chase and Big Joe will have pregame coverage starting right after our program at noon right here on 102.5, 106.3 The Game. So, Derek, you alluded to another one of those sideline reports. We're gonna play that coming up next and talk about it a little more. Derek Mason, Adam Vinge, 102.5, 106.3 The Game.
John Daly here. You know what day it is? Neither do I. I live life daily. That's why I only spin on Moto Casino. Moto's got daily free bonuses, daily tournaments, new slots added daily. And the best part? Guaranteed daily jackpots. You can't beat that. So today's the day you grip it and spin it with me on Moto, America's social casino. Play for free on Moto.us.
Moto Casino is a social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Moto.us for more details. Download the Moto Casino app today. Must be 21 plus.
Moto Casino. America's social casino.